How did God choose to speak to the patriarchs and the prophets of the Old Testament? How did he choose Noah and Abraham and Jacob and Joseph and Moses and Samuel and David and many other of the prophets of the Old Testament? I think he chose to speak to people who first of all would listen, second of all would obey, and third were fearless in obeying God. Listen to what it says about Noah, Genesis chapter 6, verse 6. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. And Noah fathered three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the earth was also corrupt before God, and the whole earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and look, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And look, I will destroy them from the earth. You make for yourself an ark of gopher wood. Room shall you make in the ark, and you shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion with which you shall make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, the height of it 30 cubits. A window you shall make in the ark, and in a cubit you shall finish it above, and the door of the ark shall you set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third story shall you make it. And look, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh wherein is a breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with you I will establish my covenant, and you shall come into the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shall you bring into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female, of birds after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind. Two of every sort shall come unto you to keep them alive. And take for yourself food into the ark, and you shall gather it together, and it shall be food for you and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him. So he did. You know, I think the key to everything is verse 22. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. God, in his foreknowledge, went to the person who would obey him fearlessly, because Noah was going to face a lot of ridicule. Noah was going to face a lot of challenges. It took him a long time to build the ark. God speaks his will through the scriptures, through prayer, through impressions, but he speaks it to those who will obey. Let's pray. Father in heaven, help me to be obedient. I am your servant, your obedient servant. I pray, O Lord God, fill me with the knowledge of your will. And by your Holy Spirit, may I have the determination and the courage to carry it out. In Jesus' name, amen.